Hey friends, this is Tim McKenna, and you are listening to another episode of Signal 337. As always, I'm down here in my office early in the morning, and I'm getting my day started and reading some news and looking at Twitter, and I probably should not look at Twitter anymore because it just grinds my gears a lot of the time. It's almost like it's a necessary evil in a lot of ways, because I learn a lot from Twitter, and I do get some of the temperature of what's going on in the design industry from Twitter, but it's also a very narrow view of the industry and can definitely be an echo chamber, and you can just see stupid fights happen on Twitter. But with all of that, I think I am legitimately pissed off about something. And I'm going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole. Hopefully, you can follow me along with all of this as well, because I have a stance, a view on this topic. So, it's no secret that I am forever a student. I love learning. I have several episodes of this show where I talk about education, growing your knowledge. A few episodes back, I talked about growing your design career through education. And I've had many a conversation with folks around what does that constitute? What does education look like? What does the quality of these things have to be? You know, where all this stuff goes. And then invariably there's conversations around certification and who can really call themselves a designer. And I want to drink a bottle of scotch and just be like, fuck it, I don't care. Because that's usually where the conversation ends up going, because there's so many differing opinions. This is going to be a little bit more of my line in the sand, a little bit more of my stance on this. And why am I bringing this up again? It feels like, Tim, you're beating a dead horse. I'm going to beat that dead horse till it's pulverized here, because recently I've been asked by some former students of mine, some former mentees, that are looking at Google's UX certification program. I was like, okay, cool. Why? Why Google's certification program? Oh, Google's Google. They know their shit. Do they? I don't know. Now, I'm not knocking anyone at Google except for that one guy, and he knows who he is, and fuck him. But I'm not knocking anyone else at Google. I'm not knocking Google's design program. However, I'm really suspect of this certification program. I really am. Now, I understand the reasoning for it, and I'm behind that. If you're not aware, Google has recently come out with a number of certifications. I'm going to say air quotes certifications. Basically, educational programs so that you can get jump-started in your career as a project manager, as a UX designer, and whatever else. I forget what other actual education programs they have. But the curriculum, all the material is collected through Google's education team that put all these things together, and it is a kind of a semi-self-taught guided experience where your work is then crowd reviewed, critiqued in a way that, I don't know, I've been reading a lot of information about the actual program, and I think it's all snake oil, honestly. This is my line in the stand. This is snake oil. Now, also this morning, I came downstairs, reading Twitter, and I find that Salesforce has a UX certification. And I'm starting to put two and two together. I'm starting to see a trend, a pattern, and this is where I'm getting pissed. Here's why. The whole gist of these quote-unquote certification programs is to enable individuals to start a new career that is new and exciting to them. And traditionally, you have college programs or organizations that really specialize in this type of education. Not so much college programs, but organizations that really focus on user experience. So Human Factors International, Interaction Design Foundation, UXPA. Those are organizations, groups that are really focused on training individuals to be top-notch, well-rounded, very deep knowledge professionals. But they're expensive. I love them. They're expensive. You look at Human Factors International, you look at Nielsen Norman Group, hell, even look at Luma Institute out of Pittsburgh. You know, they're pretty expensive. And then you got on the, I'm going to call it on the cheaper side, monetarily, not quality-wise. You got Interaction Design Foundation. You've got a few other ones that are in the same ilk. They are a little bit more affordable. You can definitely get some great quality education through them, but they're not like $5,000, $6,000 a piece to just do certification and whatnot. All these groups I'm talking about, there's no hate on you guys. This is more around these companies that are creating these certification programs that I feel don't have any real leg to stand on here. And I figure I'm probably going to fight some people on Twitter, on LinkedIn about this, but this is my feelings about everything. So these organizations been around for a long time, and they are trying to help individuals create a career path and really share their knowledge around user experience, customer experience, service design. They have decades, if not more, of material and knowledge to draw on from. Now, they are a business too. They are a business. They are going to train and certify, quote-unquote certify, through their organization, individuals that then can go out into the field. And what Google and what Salesforce is doing is basically trying to get in on that action. Is that a bad thing? No. I'm in the United States. We're in a very ruthless capitalistic society. And actually, I don't see this as a problem. I don't see this as an issue. You want to create a certification course, a course on user experience, you want to create this stuff? Fine. Cool. However, I think that there is the potentiality for gatekeeping, and I think there is going to be the potentiality to dilute the industry. Now, I don't mean dilute as in, oh, we're going to bring in different ideas and change the core thing. No, I'm not talking about attacking traditional user experience or all these things or education. No. I feel like it's always good to continuously improve and reform and grow the industry. However, I see Google and I see Salesforce basically coming into here being like, hey, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to offer an education program and a certification that can help individuals get into the field without having to pay a college tuition, but also not have to pay the same amount as these other organizations. And you're going to learn from us because we're really big names and we really know what we're doing. Okay, I can get behind that idea for a little bit, but what I also see is that a lot of folks that I've been talking to, especially my past students, if I want to get a job at Google, I have to take their certification. I'm like, what? No, you don't. No, you don't. So there's the potentiality for gatekeeping. If you want to work at Google, take our user experience certification program. Or if you want to go work at Salesforce, take our certification program. And also, you take their certification programs and you put it on your LinkedIn saying, hey, Salesforce has certified me as a user experience professional. Yeah, that's cool. You were taught their way. You were taught from their stuff. What kind of oversight on the educational materials and the curriculum? Who's really saying that this is valid? Now, what's great about some of these organizations that I mentioned previously, Human Factors International and Interaction Design Foundation, they have a great set of curriculum, a great set of knowledge to build off of that you can go and find other places. And they're constantly looking at their materials on how to improve, how to be more inclusive, how to ensure that the material that's being taught is meeting modern day standards and addressing modern day challenges. But when I see companies that feel like we know this, we can teach this, I have reservations around the potentiality for gatekeeping and also setting up false expectations, false hopes that this certification is going to be recognized in other places, and that you actually have the basic foundations of user experience and service design, product design, project management. Yeah, you have enough to go out into the world. Let me talk less abstract, let me talk more concrete. I had a student of mine who was really interested in the user experience certification from Google. I was like, cool, why? I want to go work at Google at some point, and I feel if I have their certification, that's a feather in my cap. And I'm like, okay, I can follow your logic for there. But is it guaranteed? Do you know that? No, nothing's guaranteed. Yeah, sure, but you're going to go and learn Google's way of doing user experience. I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Do you feel like that certification is going to carry the same weight at other organizations? Say another big tech company. Maybe they have their own certification, their own competing certification program. Are you going to take that as well? Never thought of that. Maybe I should, because the more education I have, the better. Which I'm like, cool, I'm with you so far. I'm all about education. But how much overlap do you think you're going to learn from Google certification to, say, like Salesforce's? And that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Maybe I can bump my way through it. I'm like, oh, like skipping a grade or something. Like, well, yeah. I'm like, yeah, probably not, because they're trying to make money off of this. And they want you to be able to complete the certification fully so that you can basically advertise to the world that you completed their certification program. Now, what do they owe to you in your career? Nothing. They don't owe you anything. You've just completed their certification. You've paid for it. You've gone on and done your thing, and that's it. So when you're out into the industry and you're applying for jobs and you have this certification from a company, does that really hold water? Will that help you in your career? Is it recognized enough? So let's take out, you know, the idea of, say you're going to Google and then you're going to go to Salesforce. Their competing certifications might be like, that's great, but we really want to make sure that you have our certification. So I feel like this could be abused. And I feel like the more companies that are going to do this, the more it's going to create a tide of ever more increasing certifications. We're already seeing that on massive educational platforms like Thinkific and Skillshare. There's already a lot of people creating their own user experience certification programs or courses that are great. I'm not knocking their content at all, but in the eyes of certain employers, no one cares. So this goes back to this tit for tat of knowledge, being able to show what you know and how you can do it with the knowledge that you have through some sort of education. Can you walk the walk and can you talk the talk? I'm all for continuing to grow your knowledge and continuing to grow your skill set. However, this idea of the certification, these certifications are a matter of, oh, this sets me apart from my fellow colleagues. Does it really? Are all certifications made equal? I don't think so. Is the quality of all education equal? I don't think so. And are we potentially deluding a lot of people into thinking that, oh, this is the path that I need to take that's going to open up my career? I'm all for education in creating opportunities, but I feel like it's disingenuous when it's being glossed over or not even approached that this is just one step in your career path. This is one step in your education. It's not going to be the be-all, end-all. And really, this reminds me of the arguments I've had with higher education, with the college system as well. As someone who has taught at colleges, has been an adjunct for a number of years, I've seen students woefully ill-prepared for the industry. However, many of them feel like, I have this degree. This is my proof that I can do this work. Yeah, so does the student who fucked off all semester in the last few years, who've barely skated by. They have the same degree. It's like the same argument that I've heard from other friends of mine. What do you call a doctor who went through medical school and passed with only C's? you still call him doctor. That's a big far cry from a doctor who's top of their class and everything. But here's the thing. They're recognized as doctors. So when you look at the field, the landscape of all these educational programs and certifications and stuff, they're all over the place. Now, would it be good for certain individuals to go through these educational programs to open up their world to this industry? Yeah, absolutely. However, I think there's a danger in stating that you are now certified through this company, that you know what you're talking about, you know what to do as a design professional. This is where I have a hard time really swallowing that pill. And the same thing can be said for those other organizations. When you look at these boot camps, again, I have mixed feelings about them. You look at these organizations like Nielsen Norman Group and Human Factors, and you look at them, yeah, they have certifications and that's where they make their money. And do they have a lot more of a recognition in the industry? Sure, yeah. They're another player in this, in the industry. And then you have colleges and universities that have programs, and they're all trying to compete with each other. They're all trying to compete for students, for individuals who are going to take their programs, take their courses, take their certifications, basically advertise that out to the industry. Like, hey, I am Human Factors certified, or I have my Luma Institute facilitator certification, or probably the worst offender in this regard, IBM, you know, design certified. Oh my gosh. And then when you talk with these individuals, oh, I have this, or I have this. And it's, what is this, fucking Pokemon trading card? Honestly, I find this ridiculous. Because the focus isn't on the education now. It's on, this is where I got my shiny new certification. What about you? Oh, I don't know who that is. Ugh. And at the end of the day, what can potentially happen is that certain companies, certain organizations, they don't give a rat's ass where you got your certification. And others are really going to care. But if you don't have those certifications, you don't have those certain requirements, what are you going to do? Do I have an answer for solving this? No. I really wish I did. I used to think that a globally recognized certification would be an amazing thing for design. And I look at the Project Management Institute as an idea, as a model for this. PMI, based out of Newton Square in Pennsylvania. When I was learning about project management, I was like, oh yeah, anyone can be a project manager. Yeah, whatever. And then when I really got into the education and was going through the PMBOK, the Project Management Body of Knowledge, and understanding all the different facets that project management has from all the different industries, all the considerations from technology, construction, and blah, yeah, all these different areas, it was a little overwhelming. And I thought, man, this is a lot to take in. However, Project Management Institute has done a great job of fostering the knowledge and kind of, I don't want to say owning the project management space, but they are definitely one of the leading, if not the lead authority, education and ensuring that the industry, the profession of a project manager is continuing to evolve and meets, you know, the current needs, but also draws on the past to understand where we came from. So I always looked at PMI as a model. Couldn't we do the same thing for design? Couldn't we create a design foundational certification that would be recognized everywhere, whether you're going to Google or whether you're going to an ad agency down the street or whether you're going to a certain manufacturer across town, like wherever, that certification would be instantly recognized, like the PMP certification. I look at LinkedIn every day and I see so many people who are so proud that they have achieved their certification. They got their PMP, or they got their PMP ACP, or they have their CAPM. There's a lot of acronyms here. But basically, globally, those certifications mean something. Now, PMI is not the only player in the field. However, through the integrity of their work and how they have fostered and built up and advocated for project management as an industry, they are definitely a major authority in the space. But there are other ones. There definitely are other ones. And in fact, Google has created their own project management certification program. And there was a college program, master's college program, that was at a school here in central Pennsylvania that was all about project management. You can get a master's in project management. And I thought that was hilarious because it was really overpriced to basically learn the PMBOK body of knowledge book. I see the predatory tactics that organizations do to teach something, and to each their own in that regard. But this is the problem. This is the problem I'm seeing, is that a lot of companies are going to start creating these quote-unquote certification programs. Learn our way of doing things. Learn the way that we feel that the industry should be. And it's going to create a lot of churn in the industry. It's going to create a lot of issues with people who are going to be coming up into the industry and are looking at it as a way, it's like almost, I don't want to say get rich quick, but looking as a fast track way to get into the industry and become a UX designer or whatever and make six figures and whatever. And I don't hear many of these organizations saying that, hey, this is just the first step in your career. Look at this as a launch point, not the be-all, end-all. There are certainly some organizations that do that. Some of the really hyper-focused organizations around educating individuals for user experience, product, and service. And they do a great job. And they are probably the closest analogous organizations to PMI. I look at those as, like I said, Human Factors International. I look at Nielsen Norman Group. I look at Luma Institute. I look at those. They are all focused on creating certifications that are meaningful, that are recognized across industries, across companies, and they're continuously advocating for the educational reform and also looking at how we can grow the industry at large. Same thing I can be said about Interaction Design Foundation. That's my line. I feel like those organizations are doing great. And I feel like that they have an approach that takes into the seriousness of, if you want to be able to do this work, great, go in and do it. But here's the dedication you're going to need. Now, it sounded like I was shitting on UX courses created by individuals on Thinkific or Skillshare. No. I think, if anything, those are better than the company-created certification programs. Joe Natoli out of Baltimore. Guy is a luminary in UX, and he's got a great course. Basically, let me teach you all the things that I know. He's not promising that you're going to be just like him by the time you're done with the course, but his own courses is a great way for individuals to really get into the industry and then eventually maybe look to get a certification from one of those larger organizations, if you so choose. But the truth about it is there's really no industry-wide recognized certification. There is no leading authority. And is that a bad thing? I don't know. I don't know if it is. I don't know, because when you have too much control, too much of authority, you can have things stifled. You can have slow growth. You can have just no innovation. Now, you don't want to have everything overruled and completely controlled by one or two organizations. That's not helpful. That doesn't foster new thinking. However, where we're at right now, between all the different competing organizations, between higher education, boot camps, company-led certification programs, dedicated organizations all around certifying individuals, and individuals creating their own courses, it makes me wonder, are we in the new Wild West? Is this the new gold rush? Is this where the industry is really moving towards? Do we really care about doing user experience work anymore, or are we just more focused on teaching others what we know? I don't know. I don't know. But what I can say is that I feel that Google and Salesforce and IBM, you know, some of these big companies, they mean by creating these educational programs and these quote-unquote certifications. But words matter. Certification, that word means something. That means, like, hey, it's recognized that what I'm creating, what I have known, and what I've learned is going to be recognized by someone. Certification equals recognition. And just because you're a big company and people know who you are doesn't really mean that the work that these individuals doing or through your program is really preparing them. And I'm really reticent of telling anyone to go down these routes. But at the end of the day, I can't stop anybody. It's each their own. But my fear is that this Wild West of all of these different educational resources is going to create a lot of churn in the industry. It's going to create a lot of headaches. Are these headaches good? One can make the argument, yes. One can make the argument that all this competition in the market, in the industry, all these different educational resources is great because it's going to up the ante. It's going to make sure that other people are going to be really ensuring that their program is up to snuff. But I don't feel confident in the market really correcting itself. I feel like there needs to be some sort of medium. There still needs to be some sort of middle road. Not any sort of totalitarian, one organization rules everything mentality, but also not the Wild West snake oil sales promising you a career path real easily just because they can get away with their big name. I don't know. I am conflicted. And I'm annoyed because who am I? Who am I to argue this? Am I a paragon for anything? No, I went to school for graphic design and I was self-taught for a lot of things. Then I did a lot of education. I went through a shit ton of LinkedIn learning videos. I practiced my craft a good deal. I talked with people and I failed at a lot of things. I did a lot of research on my own. I have certifications through some organizations. Who the hell am I to say anything? You can be like, Tim, you're the walking contradiction to your entire argument. Shut up. And you'd be right. But I don't know. Maybe because I'm older. Maybe because I'm bitter. Maybe because I just don't want to see people being swindled. Maybe because I just don't want to see individuals pin their entire hopes and dreams on a thing that's fleeting, like, oh, Google says I can be a designer. Does Google really care? I don't know. And again, anyone who works at Google might be like, man, you're really hating on us. No, I don't dislike you, except for you, that one guy. But ultimately, I just think that there needs to be more communication. I'd love to see what the world would look like where organizations continue to work together to create some sort of body of knowledge. Maybe we can have a world where there is a coalition of organizations and individuals and universities that are going to come together and say, hey, let's create a design body of knowledge and really focus on maybe creating some sort of certifications or recognitions that go across all boundaries, go across all borders. Maybe that's an idea. I have no idea how to do that. I have no idea if that would make sense. But talking with students, seeing the arguments on Twitter, and the knee-jerk reactions to anything new in the industry, this is an area that I'm concerned about. Organizations using these certifications as leverage to gatekeep and tell people what they need to do, and these certifications not meaning anything in a few years anyways, because the program was either discontinued or it didn't really teach enough. And ultimately, who am I really concerned for is the people that are going to go through this. Not everyone's like me and can be super skeptical of everything and look at everything and be like, I don't know if this is going to really, you know, make sense for me. There's so many other of my colleagues that think that way too. I don't know, what's the viability of this? What's this going to mean like in 5 years? Is this going to teach me what I need to know? Is this up to date with things? I don't know. But thinking about some of my past students, thinking about some of my other colleagues in the industry that are looking at these company-created education programs and certifications as a mean to get them out of a shitty job right now, or as a mean to jump ship into a new industry and overpromising the end outcome, that's where I'm really concerned. That's my focus. That's why I'm feeling like these company-led created programs are really dangerous waters. But who knows? I could be totally wrong. And you can come back to me and be like, Tim, shut the fuck up. You're wrong. I would be glad to be wrong. Because then that means I have more room to grow. And with that, normally I always end these things saying, these are just my observations, which they are. And I talked a lot about different company names at this point. Look, I am not sponsored by any of these organizations. There's some I use, and maybe that is coloring my bias to them a little bit. But I also look at the educational resources that I use, and I am wondering, like, how could they be improved? How can they be better? Everything that I talk about in these episodes are from my experience, are from my observations. And while I may be throwing a lot of shade in this episode, I am not denouncing completely these organizations. I just think that there is a lot of room for growth. Take this episode as an old man ranting, yelling at the sky. Take it as that. If anything else from there, maybe this will spark some good conversations with your friends and your colleagues. Maybe you just be like, hey, this asshole in central Pennsylvania, listen to him just yell for 35 minutes. Regardless, I want to ensure that everyone feels like this is a discussion we can have. And while I have talked about a lot of different organizations and my opinions on them might be very different from how you feel, that's fine. I encourage that. This is one person's opinion. And with that, I appreciate you listening to this episode. If you've gotten this far, congratulations. You've definitely heard old man Tim yelling at the sky, ranting about things. I normally don't like to get this judgy on things, but I don't know. It's timely, and we'll see. With all that, I really appreciate it. You guys have been through this with me now over 50 episodes. This is episode 52. I can't believe that this has been going on so well, so thank you. Hopefully we'll get to episode 53 after the fallout of this episode. But with all of that, I appreciate it. Definitely follow us on Twitter at Signal337 and give us a follow on LinkedIn as well. We have a company page on there. And you can also get us on signal337.com, signal337.castos.com, our lovely podcast hosting provider. And as well, I'm always up for discussion, so please feel free to hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on LinkedIn, through any of those platforms. And with all of that, again, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great day.